that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It is Saturday morning, January 9th, 2021. And we do welcome you here to, it's still a dark radio ranch here this morning. And good morning, Brother Jason. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good. Good morning. And John, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And did we have a... Do we have another guest this morning?
Yeah, this is Paul. I don't want to talk. I just want to listen in.
Okay. Good morning, Paul. Well, we do say good morning to you, Remnant, and we thank you for joining us. And we'll have the phone lines open this morning, 307-745-5913. Lots going on. I'd encourage you to continue to be in prayer. And I think it's a time of our faith to be increased. I think faith plays a big role right now. I really do. Well, John, would you get us opened up in prayer, and
absolutely.
We'll go from there, sir.
Well, Heavenly Father, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to live in these times. Thank you for all of the many blessings you give us, but we also thank you for the trials, tribulations, and testing that we're going through, that your word says refine us into the men and women that you want us to be to serve in your kingdom. Father, we're to be thankful for all things, so we ask that you would forgive us for the things that we take for granted. Father, I pray specifically that your Holy Spirit would reveal to those that are yours the definition of faith given to us in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Father, we know that there's a great war going on between good and evil, that there's a great battle being fought in the heavenly places between the righteous angels, and the demonic forces of hell that seek to destroy this JERUSALEM, this land of milk and honey, this promised land that you gave to your people. Father, I ask that you would forgive us as the watchmen over the house of Israel, that we let it get to this point. Father, we became fat and lazy, just like the rest of the world. I pray for a great awakening, Lord. I pray for a conviction of your people to understand the place that we are in time right now, to understand that your promise is there in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if your people who are called by your name, would humble themselves as in falling upon their face and crying out, humble themselves and ask for forgiveness. Father, turn from our wicked ways. Then your word is also clear that you will forgive our sin, heal our land. So Lord, hear us as we cry out and appeal to heaven for you to save America again. Father, we ask for an extension of the 4 years of reprieve that you granted us, knowing full well that the enemy's plan, the demonic forces of hell's plan, was for Hillary Clinton to be the final nail in the coffin of this country. And Father, we know that there are those in our midst in positions of authority that have made the deals with the devil. They get their money, they get their position, they get their notoriety while here on this earth. But then comes destruction. Father, show your people that those that have made a deal with the devil are used up until they are no longer any use to Satan, and then he destroys them. I pray for those that can, even now, Father, to come to repentance, that you would remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, and that they would hear and see the truth, and when they do, they'd fall upon their face, and that they would cry out and ask for forgiveness. Father, we continue to pray, and we see that our prayers are being answered in a mighty way, that the things in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops. Father, that you would send confusion into the camp of the enemy, that they would turn upon one another and devour one another. Father, we see that they make their plans. They think that they have this thing all sewn up, that they've won, that Lucifer, their God, the God of this world, has more power than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, Father, I just pray that you put the fear of God in those that are still salvageable, that they would understand that their God, the God of this world, Lucifer, only has the power that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has given him, and he can only use it to the extent of what he says. Father, hear us as we cry out, Lord, for grace and mercy and compassion in your wrath, and that you would find us, your people, worthy to escape the things that are coming. Father, show us why these people hate the patriots almost as much as they hate the Christians and the followers of Jesus Christ. It's because a patriot is a patriarch. And our patriarch is Abraham. Father, reveal to your people that there are sons of the devil that roam like roaring lions seeking someone to devour, that come only to steal, kill, and destroy. And they're in our midst. And in the last days, we are witnessing these wicked terrors as they become more bold and brazen and they stick their heads up. And we thank you for that, Lord, because it sure makes it easy to identify them. There will be no friendly fire, no friendly accidents in this battle that's coming, because those that love you will boldly proclaim no king but King Jesus. And Father, as we look at the events of this week, we know that the outcome would have been much different if the battle cry was no king, King Jesus, instead of USA or Stop the Steal or Trump. Father, I just pray that there's still yet time for your people to cry out to you for an extension of this window of opportunity that you've given us to come to repentance. We pray all these things in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask that you guide and direct me, give me wisdom, understanding, and discernment with regards to what it is that you want brought to your people. There's so much information out there right now. I just pray that, Father, you would give me the words that your people need to hear in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Remnant, it is time for coffee with the Wranglers. Saturday morning, that's where we're at. Phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And, yeah, drunk with power, boy, sure seems to be the fitting symbology, you might say, of how our enemies seem to be right now. But they're drunk with it. They don't have the true power. Well, John, you were able to, was hoping you'd give us a little report this morning on your D.C. trip, and I know that we've had several people call in this week and, you know, ask what's going on, and so I don't want to take away from your message tomorrow if that's what you're talking about there as well, but do you want to kind of start off with that, or?
Well, I'm not going to say a whole lot. I don't know if you've noticed, but basically there are those that are drunk with power in positions of authority that are calling for anyone who attended that rally to be charged with domestic terrorism. Not only those who entered the Capitol, but those who attended. And as hard as it is to believe for some people, all of the social media sites have banned the President of the United States, which is supposed to be the most powerful man in the country, from all of the social media and his family. And now they're seeking the TSA flight list of everyone who flew into D.C. just for a few days and plan on blocking them as well. That doesn't affect me because I don't have any social media, but that's where we are in the world. We need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I can tell you that the reports of tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands were way undersized, and I have proof of that based on the video. There was, in my opinion, at least a million people, somewhere between a million and a million and a half. And the sad thing is in true demonic fashion, I believe that they turned the sprinklers on ahead of time so that it was a muddy mess. I honestly did not count more than six porta-potties anywhere on the grounds in a 2.5-mile walk between the Washington Monument and the Capitol, by design, obviously. I can tell you that I witnessed what appeared to be counterfeit police officers on motorcycles along the path on Constitution and Pennsylvania Avenue. The tip-off to me is the fact that they're on, like, old 1984 Honda Magna motorcycles, which I owned one at the time, and know what they are, and you know and I know that the campus police would have the best of everything as far as equipment and I mean, you can see if you search that, obviously there were those that were there to instigate. There were those that did do some damage. Those people were, I believe, Antifa and Black Lives Matter. There was several instances that I witnessed of Trump supporters, patriots that were there that tried to stop people that were doing damage. But all in all, it was a very blessed, peaceful assembly. There was one gentleman there who showed up dressed up like a patriot, brought his guitar and an amp, and just started singing some of the old hymns that, Lord willing, we're going to start, or actually look at those tomorrow. And as I went back to work this week, I was talking to some of the younger generation and asking them about these songs, and like Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, and several other ones, and they never even heard of it. And then you start to think, and, you know, obviously the reason that the country's in the condition it is because of the sin of the people. But the reality is that our education system, we've allowed them to educate our kids away from the truth of the founding of this country, but more importantly, away from God. And the farther they go in the education system, the more that this system, Antichrist system, educates them away from God. And that's our fault.
Amen. Well, John, the phone line's ringing. Let's take a caller this morning. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Richard, I'm glad you're sounding better, man. You sounded pretty green around the gills last Saturday, so sounds like you're feeling better. I'm glad to hear that. I've been, this is pointed towards John. I wanted to say thank you for actually many months now. I've been too lazy to call in. I figured I'd get off my butt this morning and call in since you're on this Saturday, Jonathan. You mentioned C.S. Lewis and the book The Great Divorce many, many months ago. And C.S. Lewis is one of my, he was my favorite childhood author because of The Chronicles of Narnia. And I'm many, many years removed from being a child. But you mentioned C.S. Lewis in that book. And so I hopped on Taiwanazon and ordered that book and read it many months ago. And I'm glad I did. I've since ordered a six-pack of like the Screwtape Letters and Mere Christianity and a six-pack of C.S. Lewis books, used books, you know, $10 on Taiwanazon. And I'm glad I did that. So I just want to say thank you. You got me back in touch with one of my favorite authors from my childhood, and his adult books are just as good as those Chronicles of Narnia I enjoyed as a child. And he, what a brilliant guy. But anyhow, I'll quit rambling. So I just want to say thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate that. And keeping things on a positive note, with all the stuff going down lately, I hear things from people that I never thought I would have heard. I travel for work a lot, and I was talking to a gentleman at a place I was working at, just a regular guy, you know, just working stiff like the rest of us. And he mentioned, it kind of came up, you know, the stuff going down in D.C. and stuff, and he straight up said it. I mean, he wasn't afraid to say it. He said, this is a fight between good and evil. And I was really actually pleasantly surprised to hear that. So there's a lot of like-minded individuals out there. So anyhow, thank you so much. I'm going to get offline now. You all have a great morning. I appreciate your time and what you do. You all take care now.
Thank you. God bless. Well, there you go. Another seed planted. Amen.
Yeah, I would say it's more important at this time to be in the Word than in these other resources of books. Remember that the Bible says in the last days, knowledge would increase, and this is the living Word. There are things that are hidden in that book that only those that are born again of the water and the Spirit can see, and there are things that only those that are the followers of Jesus Christ will see at the proper time. I know that in reading Daniel here recently and Ezekiel, there are things that the Lord has showed me, I believe, that I had never seen before. I think it's, this isn't from me, but this is something that I heard from another pastor, and it's significant in my opinion. Basically, Satan tried to take down JERUSALEM with a voting system called what? Dominion. Right? Okay. But in Genesis, on the sixth day, what did God do? God gave dominion of the world to man. And what day was this rally? January 6th, 2021. In my opinion, those are not coincidences. We know who has dominion over the land, and that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And like I said, I think an eye-opener to a lot of people is the fact that the God of this world, Satan, only has the power that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has given him. And we need to remember that. We also need to remember Romans 8:28, that the Lord works all things for good for those who love him, abide in him, and are called by his purpose. I've said from the beginning that Donald J. Who Trump would serve a second term as the President of the United States. I know as the day draws nigh, it looks more foolish and crazier, but I still stand by that. There are things that are going on in the spiritual realm that most people don't understand. I believe when this is all said and done, the things that the Holy Spirit's revealed to me over the last 10 years will all tie into it. I believe that the majority of the head of this snake is found in Italy, Rome. All roads lead to Rome, the Vatican, and the Jesuits. And I believe that's going to be exposed here in very, very near future. But we need to keep praying. We need to keep praying that the things in the dark be brought to the light, shouted from the rooftops. We need to keep praying for a president. We need to keep praying that the Lord would grant him wisdom, understanding, and discernment, the kind of wisdom that Solomon had. We need to continue to pray that the Lord would send confusion into the camp of the enemy, that they turn upon one another, devour one another. Continue to pray for supernatural strength, energy, vigor, and vitality of his youth. And we all need to be crying out to God to save America again. Now, as the way I see it, this next 4 years is an extension of the 4 years he granted us from the Hillary Jezebel regime. And the enemy has plans to step up a thousandfold what the Obamanation administration had done to the country and to the people. So we just need to understand the seriousness of where we're at right now. This is a battle against good and evil. And without the prayers of the righteous warriors, the prayer warriors supporting the righteous angels that are battling Leviathan in the high places, we don't win.
Amen.
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 I agree. I think that, you know, one of the things that there's a lot of people out there that they don't understand, they want to say it, that, you know, they understand that, you know, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but then when they try to do these things right before our eyes, you know, they sit back and they said, well, you know, I can't believe that they're doing this. Well, you know, we've been warned about it time and time again, and you know, this is war. Our enemy's making up war against us, and you know, they're fighting against they're fighting with hand, tooth, and nail. They don't like the things that are going to go on in this land or are going on in this land, because you know, people are crying out to God, and they have been, and they hate it. They can't stand it, and they got to do everything to try to that they can to try to blot that out. I was thinking about a quote that I read. It took me a while to find it, but it was from a letter from Thomas Jefferson to James Madison. And the quote was, "What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms." And that was written in January 30th, 1787.
Wow.
And I thought that that was a really good and quote that can be applied to today.
Yeah, I'm thankful I went. I think you can write this down, that January 6th, 2021 will be remembered just as July 4th, 1776, as a significant day in this country. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be there, and but the Lord showed me that He can't deliver us because of what the Patriots are doing. It has to be the followers of Jesus Christ. It has to be that only He can take credit for the deliverance. And I was sharing that with people, and it's funny how when you tell them that we lost this country and the churches, it perks up their ears. Well, how so, you know? And I said, well, because there's no fire and brimstone preaching anymore. There's no truth. And, you know, I was amazed, really, at how many people understood the 501c3 lie that, you know, when they become 501c3 churches, they basically give the state the head of the church and remove it from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And then I said, and then you add on top of that the fact that these churches took the PPP money. So
yes,
they took the money from their masters. And, you know, I said it for a while. I believe God shut these churches down to stop the false prophets. And I believe that in this coming year that there's going to be a whole lot of churches folding, a whole lot of mega churches, a whole lot of people who hung a shingle on their door that says church and call themselves pastors. I know I haven't fulfilled what it is completely to what it is that the Lord wants me to do. I think I've had some good triumphs over the last 10 years, but I also believe that those people who are willing to take a stand, that God's going to use them in a mighty way. I think it was important. I don't know, I was emboldened there, just representing the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a couple of people like, well, I'm not really that close to God. I'm not, you know, really a Christian. And but I know that you know, the Patriots need to take this country back. And I said, let me tell you something. Most important thing you can do right now is get your life right with God. And your time is running out. That day draws nigh. And they look at you, you know, kind of like you're crazy. But it was interesting. I had a flag that I was carrying, and my flag said, Jesus Christ is my Savior, and Donald J. Trump is my President. And there wasn't a whole lot of those flags there. But let's just say that flag made it to the front portico of the Capitol, and you could see the people who are the followers of Jesus Christ look up, and to see that flag flying in front of the people's house, that moved people to tears, and that's what it's all about.
Amen. Amen. I've seen, as the caller said, that he's hearing, you know, things from people that he wouldn't expect. That hey, this is a good a battle between good and evil. I think some of the seeds that have been planted are taking root. You mentioned that with the flag. We've seen several times over the last few weeks things like Appeal to Heaven T-shirts. I got sent a link to one yesterday. From a member of the congregation, and said, "Hey, guess what I saw," and the flags, the Appeal to Heaven flags that have been flying in this recently, you might say.
Oh yeah, there was no less than 50 Appeal to Heaven flags that were flying,
and that's good, you know, because that again, it's, I think, a planting of a seed. It's the, you know, some that are turning back. And planting seeds for others too. You know, John, when you mentioned that about, go ahead.
Well, I think it's important that people understand that right now the President of the United States has not conceded by a long shot when he says there'll be an orderly transition in power to the next administration. You have to read between the lines, so to speak. But basically, what he's saying is, Mike Pompeo, who's the Secretary of State, said several weeks ago, I don't know if you caught it or not, but basically he said that, yes, we understand there needs to be an orderly transfer of power from the first Trump administration to the second Trump administration. And it just made him go crazy. But I hope you can see the fact that Pelosi and Schumer and some of the higher demons in the Congress, they are doing everything that they can to remove President Trump immediately.
Yes.
Not trying to go through any of the Constitution. By the way, if you haven't read the Constitution, and I know many of you haven't for a long time, I encourage you to read it, and I encourage you to get a highlighter out. That's what I did while I had some time on a plane to read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and all the amendments, and understand that as a free man, we have not only the right, but we have the duty to remove an ungodly, corrupt government. And I don't know if you saw this, but a couple days after what they call the siege of the Capitol, they pulled out all the stops and put up a 7-foot non-scalable wall, basically a fence. From the demon rats who say that we don't need fences, that fences are a bad thing. And so I think it's significant. I know that a lot of people on that day understood the fact that this was one chance to put the fear of God in those in positions of authority, and that after this day, things would be just like this, fortified. You know, what's sad is I remember as a kid going to D.C. on a family vacation. And back in the day, I don't think there was, well, I know there wasn't as much corruption. There was probably some corruption. But you could walk through the halls of Congress, and you could see the senators and the representatives in their offices working. And sometimes they'd come out and they'd shake your hand and they'd talk to you and all that. And you used to be able to go up in the balcony and watch the Congress in session. You had to be quiet, but you could do that. And, you know, it's just like, I don't know if you saw yesterday, but Lindsey Graham walking through the DC airport, he had at least 20 huge security guards around him, but the people are just shouting him down as a traitor. And, it's just a different country than it was. And now that they have to put up walls and fence around the people's house, remember that. They call it the people's house. That means it's our house. And they work for us, supposedly. But anyways, the reality of this thing is they're scared.
Yes.
They need to fear God more than they do the people. But they're scared.
Amen. Well, God, John, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Greetings, brothers. I just want to put some things on the table. Some good news. Revelation 11:15 jurisdiction, which is the kingdom of this world, or become the kingdom of Yahweh and of his Messiah, comes before Revelation 13. So that's good news. Now, I want to put a couple other things on the table. The capital there that the Capitol building was originally named Rome, Maryland. You can look that up.
Right.
And if we look back at Trump's inauguration address, he made an offer to the people that he was going to give them back the power from Washington to D.C. So we need to revisit that. No matter who Trump is, he made that offer. And we need to connect that to the new covenant. Now, the other thing is the dollar turns 50. In 2021, August 15th, but I think it started in the turn of the 2021. And you go to Max Kaiser, and you see an explanation for that on YouTube. Now, that connects to the Liberty Bell because in the 50th year, all this debt that's attached to the fiat dollar, we're going to erase it with the Leviticus 25:10 appeal to heaven. So that's gone if we get in proper jurisdiction, that Revelation 11:15 mm-hmm. jurisdiction in the New Covenant. Because when the Pope came here, he declared that the Roman cult has taken over. His address to Congress in 2015, the Pope declared the Roman cult conquest with all the symbolism of fascia and all that around. Glenn Whittingham brought all that out. You can see that on YouTube. A few other things, you know, that Code of Canon Law published in 1983, we need to look at the juridic person that was created through the birth certificate. That's how they got us in the all caps name. And this Ashley Babbitt was wrapped in Trump flag, and there must be a shedding of blood. So we've taken it back. That came from Schumer, the synagogue of Satan. So the other thing is,
amen. We need
appeal to heaven, the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25. That was the Save America Act. The other thing, how they changed jurisdiction. Pennsylvania Avenue. They walked down Pennsylvania Avenue. They brought from the high seas of commerce there the jurisdiction, the original organic jurisdiction of the Republic from Philadelphia. They brought it to the high seas of commerce. Just some things to, and the people, you, John, walked down that and you reversed it. And they broke in, set their feet on that land and reclaimed it. With a blood sacrifice. No matter how that works, you know, the Lord has reversed it. So, just some things to consider.
Amen.
We gotta focus on
Amen.
The law of Yahweh. August 15th when...
And you know...
go ahead, John.
It wouldn't surprise me if the Capitol and some of those things that were accessible during that time might have been anointed.
Wouldn't be a surprise, would it? It wouldn't.
No.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't. Well, caller, thanks so much. Wouldn't thanks for the comments. Boy, that's a lot to get over and a lot to think about. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, thank you.
Powerful praise. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, in Isaiah 29, Jerusalem's being warned. And it says, the Lord has poured over you a spirit of deep sleep. He has shut your eyes and he has covered your heads. And we see, you mentioned it earlier, John, that it is. The schools have changed. And the halls of Congress have changed. Our country has changed. And I think that this is one reason why. Because of disobedience, because of sin. And you know, from the Judeos today, that all you ever hear is just believe. Believe on Jesus, say the sinner's prayer, and you're done. You're done. That's it. And but all through the Bible, it's always because of their sin, because of their iniquity, because of turning from God, was what caused the problems. And God puts up with it for a while, but now I think we see that there's that spirit of deep sleep. There's the eyes that have been shut, the ears that have been closed. It says in 9, blind yourselves and be blind. They become drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. And it's because the people are removed from God. And you're right. That is the only solution. It's not the Patriots. It's not stronger Republicans. It is the people learning this, having to turn back to the law, turn back to Christ who fulfilled the law and gives us the opportunity to fulfill the law.
Well, I know for a fact that Psalm 91 was proclaimed multiple times from the front steps of the people's house and the portico and possibly even other locations. So thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I think we got Tim on the line. Tim, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am.
Good morning.
Just think it's interesting. Good morning. I've really been enjoying it.
Sorry about that.
I didn't mean to take all the time. No, that's okay. I was having some technical difficulties over here. I finally made it in the door, but I think that's truly incredible. And our forefathers all knew that our nation was only good for a Christian people. That was the way it was set up, and I think that it wasn't just that it only worked for a Christian people, but it was that only a Christian people could abide the way they set it up. And I think that's the thing we see. We talk about our outcry to our God about the way things have been twisted and distorted and destroyed, and how that the evil people are drunk with the blood of saints, and you know, the martyrs of Jesus. But those people are crying out too, because the type of system here that God gave us in the New Jerusalem as a way to govern ourselves is really against them. So, and our pastor said it years ago when the church there at LaPorte was taken. Well, I guess we'll just see which God will win, won't we? You know, and
may the best God win. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, well, and I'm telling you, our God will.
Absolutely. I would say that the People's House, the U.S. Capitol, has a different vibration after that day.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Well, I think DC Street Sorcery made a lot of that really, really. The connections here of what you just talked about this morning, John, and of what's going on. I mean, when you see that, those roads, one of the things I remember when we were talking with him about that was the fact that the basalt in the roads, you know, that it went out to the nation, and, you know, it was a tuning fork, a vibrational effect that run back to that. And it's like, wow. And think about all the people who showed their colors, and you mentioned that, John, but just like Rand Paul, Lindsey Graham, and all these guys are doing duck and cover now. I mean, they're disavowing their... they think that the whole Trump train is, you know, run off a cliff, so now they're doing damage control, and, oh, no, we just, you know... And I see all that going on, and it's like, wow. You can tell they serve men. They don't serve Jesus. You know, it's like, right is right and wrong is wrong. And, that saying, and we've said it on here, as for me and my house, you know,
I believe the Trump administration had to allow the fraud to be completed. And
yes.
That means that each one of them had to verbally take a stand against the fraud. What people don't understand is in today's day and age, the wars aren't really going to be fought, I don't think, on soil, you know, physical wars. They're being fought in cyber space. And I think a lot of people don't understand is that a cyber attack against the sitting president of the United States by foreign countries in collusion with people in positions of authority in our government is no different than the enemy landing and trying to take over the country. It's no different. And it's the same treason, and it's the same treasonous charges. And Lord willing, Lord Jesus, hear our prayers and our cries. All of that is going to be exposed. This thing is not over by a long shot.
Oh, no.
Ever heard that word before? Long shot? I think our pastor was on that one.
Yes.
The sad thing is how many people, including members of my family, not my immediate family, but my extended family, believe nothing but the mainstream media.
Yes.
Literally, you have to be lobotomized. But, you know, what I think something we take for granted, too, is the mighty weapon, the pistol, and the rifle prayers. Those things, when I was there, the Lord showed me that this is what was breaking the spell and the sorcery. DC Street Sorcery, Adam deserves a lot of credit for bringing out what he did, all the work that he did, exposing the way that satanic lines, the way that that Devil City is made up. You know, something that was astonishing to me was being, oh, I don't know, 50 feet away from the Washington Monument was, remember how they had scaffold put up for years and spent billions of dollars trying to restore it, fix cracks and all that into that thing? I swear, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but I witnessed the fact that probably only about, I don't know, 40 feet high of that had been restored. The whole rest of it, they didn't even do anything with it. So it just shows you the efficiency of government, having scaffold put up, spending billions of dollars, and literally they got about 40 feet off the ground restored, and then they took it all down. And never, you know, so.
There were that was as high as anybody would look.
Yeah.
You know, right.
There were lots of things that the Lord would have pointed out to me if I was there.
Well, I think it's interesting and significant that there was just a I just seen an article that Fauci was sitting down and talking to. We were talking about, you mentioned the 501c3 churches earlier, and they're tools. You know, that's what they are. Fauci, he's in there meeting with them over there in Virginia, telling all the pastors and the spiritual leaders that they need to make sure and talk up how good the vaccine is to their members and to their churches at every opportunity. So, you know, it's like, well, they are trying to use them as a mouthpiece. So, what business somebody like that has in telling them what they should be saying is a real head shaker. It's not
your
job.
I don't know if you saw this too, but basically now they've basically done everything that they can to ban the President of the United States from being able to speak to the American people. But a lot of people didn't see this either. FCC, director of the FCC, sent a notice out to all of the media, reminded them that they have a legal obligation to uphold the emergency broadcast system. And another thing people forgot back about a year ago, I think it was around December, do you remember getting a presidential alert warning? It's the only time it ever happened in my lifetime, and it only happened once. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was all across most people's cell phones, too. Yeah, as I recall.
Well, that's where it came. It came all across the cell phones.
Yeah.
And these are significant times. You know, they've done everything that they possibly can to silence President Trump and to silence. Now they're going to do everything they can to silence 75 million, that's admitted, Trump supporters. I don't know. I still say you go back to the speech he gave at Christmas, given acknowledging Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Savior of the world. If that doesn't spark your emotions, then there's something wrong with you.
Well, I think that highlights the.
Out there say I'm crazy, and I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Well, that highlights the hatred that they have for him. But there's people out there that don't put that together. When you proclaim from that position, you know, regardless of, and we may never know, we may know exactly who our president is. I mean, the man that President Trump is and where his heart is. But he has proclaimed Jesus Christ from that position, and they hate him all the more for it. The word tells us that. And then the American people see it, and most people don't put that together. That it is just like that caller said from, you know, when he talked to just the regular working stiff Joe, that this is a fight of good versus evil. Not evil versus evil. Not good versus good. Good versus evil. And we're seeing it. I like how you mentioned, John, that the people are scared. The Pelosi's, the Schumer's, those, they're scared to death. They are. And you know, why else? Why wouldn't they just, you know, okay, we got him out. We got him we got him unelected, you might say, and then just kind of take a break for a week or two, because it's until the 20th, and that's when. But no, they're not doing that. They're not doing that. There's more.
Yeah.
There's more going on there. That's for
sure.
Well,
you think of what was accomplished. The fact that all of a sudden the Congress that's in session is removed immediately under basically a terrorist threat is what they were calling it, and left everything that they had behind, their cell phones, their laptops, their papers, you know, I don't know, maybe there was some sort of intel gathering going on during that time. So Romans 8:28, still there. Lord works all things for good for those that love him, abide in him, and are called by his purpose. And if you are washed in the blood, born again of the water and the spirit, then you qualify and you can claim that promise no matter what you're going through.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Well, Jason, you got to have some other insight on what's going on.
Yeah, I got some insight. I think that, you know, I mean, it's sometimes it's hard not to get down in the doom and gloom with you when you see all these things happening. But, you know, at the same time is, you know, though weary, we got to press on and we got to learn to and train ourselves and remember to smile at the future. You know, train our replacements. We've got a big job ahead of us, and you know, it's exciting times, and we've got to make sure that we have a good attitude about it. It is exciting, and you know, we are going to press on, and you know, it's war, and you know, sometimes war is hell, but it's you know, we've got a duty to bring the joy of the Lord to people too, and you know, to continue to have that in our families and you know, in our church, and you know, just spread that love of Jesus Christ. You know, we have an awesome opportunity right before us, and it's been given to us. And you know, as the remnant, we can right now. It's like so much of the things that we've talked about in the past that people have looked at us like we're crazy, and you know, had two heads growing out of our shoulders. Now they're seeing it, and now they're looking at us, and it's like, hey, yeah, you know what? Remember when we talked about this years ago? You were right. You know, you told me something, and I thought you were crazy back then. Well, it was God being merciful to us, and now we've got a chance to spread even more good news and to share more truths with people, and people are listening. So, you know, we've got to take control and seize the moment. And you know, yeah. I see so many things that are going on in the agriculture world too, and that's answered prayer. I mean, we're seeing all kinds of answered prayer all across this land, you know. And
amen.
Chronicles 7:14 is coming to life, and God is healing the land. I mean, He's doing that. I mean, even though there's a war going on, He's healing the land. And we're gonna have farms that are prospering. We're gonna have more people that are getting into gardening. People are trying to get nutrient dense food out of their gardens. They're thriving with that. And there's so many different things that have come to light, and knowledge has been increased. And people are going back to the roots. And there's we're facing the first time in a long time where somebody can make it on a small family farm. And that's because of God opening up knowledge and turning people back to His ways, and them getting away from this Babylonian system. And so I see a lot of exciting things that are on the forefront that are coming to light, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited for it for the next generation. You know, we've got to teach
Absolutely.
Them how to do some of these things so that we can overcome this Babylonian system.
Yep. There's a great reset coming. It's just not the reset that they want. I believe
exactly.
That
yes.
God's given us a second chance to reform this government, and it will be a government that fears God. I know sounds crazy, but that's what I believe. I also know that I received lots of texts after the events transpired on towards the latter part of the day on January 6th, 2021, that said, well, I guess it's over. Evil wins, and I said no.
And, no, no,
and,
no, no.
In fact, the gentleman that traveled with me, if I would have went, he was just totally distraught. And he goes, "Aren't you distraught?" And I said, "No, I'm not. You either got faith or you don't." And I still have faith. And you know, that's how the Lord works too. He'll give you confirmation. And as I was, well, I guess I might as well just quit pretending. But anyways, as I was on the plane flying home, I'm sitting next to a woman, older woman, and we get to talking. And she says, "You might think I'm crazy, but I believe Donald Trump is going to serve a second term." And I said, "Well, you know what? You might think I'm crazy, but I believe the same thing." And turns out she's a mighty prayer warrior, spends hours on her knees every morning praying. And I thanked her for being a prayer warrior. And you know what? There's members of this body that are prayer warriors all across the country and probably even throughout the world that pray for this ministry, that pray for me and my family and Richard and Jason and those that serve in this ministry, that support this ministry, that whether it's a conviction of the Holy Spirit, I believe it is. I believe there's greater things coming. I believe God will use this ministry in a mighty way, more so than ever before. And it's exciting times to be alive. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to live in this time period.
Amen. Amen. You know, I couldn't help when you were talking about that, John, think about the story of Joseph. When he told his brothers and his mom and dad, he said, I saw you guys all bowing down to me. How about that? Isn't that kind of neat? And that went over like a lead balloon. But you know what? Before it was all over, they were bowing down to him. And it was God's will. And they were believers then. And it saved them. And so, yeah, it's time for faith. It is. Well, guys, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody for joining us and thank the remnant for tuning in. The text that I got from the brethren during this broadcast. You can join us at church tomorrow at scripturesforamerica.org. The live stream will start at 8:30 a.m. Mountain. That's 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. And you can join us there. And we'll have a timeless pulpit truth. Looking forward to Jonathan's live message. And we'll have communion that you can partake of and remember what allows us to do all these things. And remember where honor and glory are due as we remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what He did for us. Well, thanks again, and guys, we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.